This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered from Gaza, Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana reports.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza, the military said on Sunday, sparking protests in Jerusalem and calls for an immediate deal with Hamas to release further hostages.
They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The military said the six were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, less than a mile from the tunnel from which another hostage, Kaid Farhan al-Kadi, was rescued a few days ago. Among the group was 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. He was one of about 250 hostages taken in Hamas's killing spree through southern Israel on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana. An Israeli airstrike hit a school sheltering displaced people on Sunday, killing at least 11 Palestinians in near Gaza City, civil defense authorities said. Sledgehammers were used to try and break through concrete during the search operation to rescue those trapped in a suburb of Gaza City. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate 640,000 children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month-old war to allow the campaign to go ahead. The World Health Organization confirmed last month that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first such case in the territory in 25 years. The campaign began on Sunday in areas of central Gaza. This is VOA News. Russian missile strikes injured dozens in Kharkiv, Ukraine on Sunday, VOA's Arash Arbasadi reports.
The local government says several Russian missiles hit Kharkiv, injuring at least 40 people, including five children. The news follows a busy weekend of cross-border attacks in which Russia says it intercepted and destroyed 158 drones launched from Ukraine. But some of the drone attacks appear to have caused damage, with Russian officials saying falling debris caused a fire at an oil refinery near Moscow. Damage was reported at a power station serving as one of the largest energy producers in central Russia. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Germany's far-right AfD party won a landmark first regional vote on Sunday in a former East German state, exit polls showed, in a blow to Chancellor Olaf Scholz ahead of national elections in 2025, and it would represent the first time in Germany's post-World War II history that a far-right party has won a state election. The AfD took between around 32% of the vote there, according to exit polls, with the conservative CDU in second place at around 25%. The CDU is in front with the AfD, a close second in a neighboring state, which has also held a regional election on Sunday, the polls showed. The AfD, though, unlikely to come to power in either state because other parties have ruled out working with the far right to form a government. Brazilians are trying to cope on Sunday following a nationwide ban of the platform X, formerly called Twitter, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Brazilians say they feel disconnected from the outside world after Brazil blocked the platform X in the South American nation. The shutdown of Elon Musk's platform X comes as the billionaire refused to name a legal representative to the country, missing a deadline imposed by Brazil's Supreme Court justice. 18-year-old student Ana Julia Alves de Oliveira told the AP that X, formerly known as Twitter, was her way of getting news, so she feels she has lost touch with the rest of the world. However, 19-year-old student Maíra says, I honestly think it's right because everyone I know who uses Twitter gets a bit lost between what is real and what is fake. Brazil is one of the biggest markets for X with tens of millions of users. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 40 teenagers have been released from prison over the weekend in Venezuela, according to a human rights group, after being arrested during anti-government protests following Venezuela's disputed presidential election in late July. Venezuela's Electoral Council and its top court have proclaimed President Nicolas Maduro the winner, but have not published complete voting tallies. I'm Joe Ramsey.